Social Media Day in Cork is such a good idea. It's my daughter and I are driving from home in Glenmire across the city under the River Lee and on what we call the Link Road. And we're heading basically for a kind of third level institution campus. And within that campus, there's a centre called the Rubicon Centre, and it's where entrepreneurs, it's a kind of entrepreneurial hub, really. And they've been good enough to give for free their building, their space for this event. And the full event takes place in two parts. It's got a day-long event, which is we're going to, and it's got an evening thing for those who've got the energy to go boogie and have party and drink themselves or dance themselves silly until the wee small hours. I'm only going for the, we are only going for the day event. And we're on at 10:30, Omani Dot and myself, and we're going to talk about Audioboo, and I've already said something about that. And we're going to mainly do a story, stuff to do with stories. But that's not the only thing on today. There are a lot of other people running workshops. There are a lot of panel discussions, and the whole fundamental core is to try to get across the idea that social media is social. It's all about social life. It's there to enhance social life. It's there to enrich it. It's not an alternative to social life. This is my spin on it anyway, that it's not, social media is not, being active on social media is not an alternative to being properly social. It's the new meaning of being social. And there are families growing up today who grow up using that social media all the time without even thinking about it. They don't think that they're publishing, they think that they're communicating. They don't think that they're being distracted, they think they're reaching out. So, and particularly with all these touchscreen things now, that makes it really easy for young children, perhaps even as young as 2 years of age, to handle a smartphone or a smart device. So we're actually going into, we're already started into it, but we're in the early phases of a new integration and use of technology, where it's becoming, you know, a genuine, not a thing for nerds, not a thing for the aficionados. It's a thing for everybody. And the software is becoming so good that you don't have to be any way technically minded to be able to use it. And that's the goal, isn't it, really? It's the goal of getting us to ignore our computers, getting us to ignore our smartphones, and just to concentrate, be able to do what we want to do. So we want to tell stories, we want to find out what other people are doing. And this great thing that Facebook has done, enabled people to do all this fairly easily. You know, and some people, like myself, at times get critical of Facebook as having got too complex or too this or too that. But I have to give a lot of credit to Zuckerberg and his gang, that they put together they captured something. So today is about being sociable. Sociable, meeting people, chatting with them, eating food, having a laugh, telling stories, and doing that in the Rubicon, but also doing that to a much wider world at the same time. So while, for example, I'm having a bit of food and enjoying it and chatting with somebody, I'll take a photograph of the food and I'll bung it out on Instagram to people, and my cousin in Australia can see it, and somebody I'll never ever meet in my life in Japan can see it and enjoy it. And it is that thing about, you know, a kind of sharing world. You know, we all know the cliches, we're a caring world. Well, we're caring sharing. Let's, you know, that the potential is there and we can do it and it's enjoyable. And I don't know, if I was to ask my daughter what she thinks of the iPhone or the iPad, and, you know, she'd tell you. She has an opinion. She has a view on it. And, you know, when I was 6 years of age, I had no opinion about, let's say, the telephone. That was the only piece of technology that is comparable. I probably wanted to make, we're going under the River Lee, I probably wanted to use the telephone. But, you know, it wasn't normal for a six-year-old child to be making phone calls to his friends. No, you went out in the street, you played with them and you met them and all that. But hey presto, now six-year-old can be playing a game, and another child in another country can actually be playing with them. I'm not a gamer, but the kids are, and lots of people are, and lots of adults are. So it's very much, as far as I can see, it even creates the possibility of remaining a child all your life, all this social media. You don't have to grow up and out of fun. You can actually do serious stuff and share it in an interesting way for the whole of your life. So, I mean, I love it, obviously. But I think people, you know, you do love the way things are going. You love the way it's going, don't you? It's actually such a positive thing. Now, you know, imagine when the book came out, people were complaining that people would stop sitting around in groups telling stories to each other. I'm sure there was a huge, huge anti-book movement. So there's a whole big anti-social media movement too. And, you know, it's understandable that people would be concerned. Especially it's strange and different and all that. But we're getting there. We'll reach a tipping point yet. And I think today is a tremendous experience. Because it won't just be happening at the Rubicon in Cork. There'll be a lot of people there. Don't know how many. Fascinated, nobody. But those people will have a wider communities. Each of them have their links to friends, family, acquaintances, and they'll be using their devices to do that. And then we've even got things moving on to the stage where you can have somebody in Vancouver talking to somebody in Chicago, talking to somebody in the East Coast, on an island on the East Coast of Canada, and they can be chatting about what's going on in Cork, and the people in Cork can see them on big screen talking and can talk back to them. So you can have conversations, global conversations, conversations with people in different countries, all about the same thing going on at the same time. And the hey presto, the other thing about it is you can even have it that a video recording is made of those conversations, so that people have got other jobs to do today, they can tune in later on and see the YouTube video of what went on in a live conversation via the internet. It's a bit like rolling Skype up and adding some extra things to Skype, so that the Skype call can be kept for posterity, can be recorded and shared. And there's a whole community out there. So I'm talking about a thing called Google Plus, which, you know, most people think is a waste of time, but that doesn't mean it is a waste of time, because a lot of people today might be discover that what they experience while watching Google Plus Hangout taking place in the Rubicon this afternoon at 3 o'clock will open their eyes to the potential of Google Plus, and how they could use it for their own purposes. You know, the whole idea that you could be it's even possible to be watching a child's football match on the touchline in Cork and be recording, you know, a record of the match and a record of your excitement to your brother, sister, mother, uncle, aunt, whatever, in Australia, who unfortunately is cut off and can't be there. So it's just fantastic, this. We can be social. Margaret Smith and all the other people, hundreds of other people who have helped out with Social Media Day today, the Rubicon for giving it, all the other people. It'd be silly for me to try and name names. But it's just a gorgeous idea. And if it rains, we'll go inside the building today. But if it isn't raining, there'll be stuff going on outside. And I hope there's going to be face painting. Not promising to get my face painted, but I've got a girl in the back of the car here who looking forward to having her face painted. And there'll be, I hope, bits of free drinks and food and laugh and, you know, just hanging out. So that's it. Putting the social back into social media. You know, it's not and there's the key rub. This is partly a challenge to the world of business, which has, you know, gone hell for leather to use social media for its purpose and is doing its best. And I commend businesses for using social media. But, hey, there are lots of other things to do in life other than do business. And today is about that kind of a day. And it's a Saturday. That's a Saturday, last Saturday in June. And it's happening all over the world in other places too. The 30th of June is the World Social Media Day. So goodness knows, there might be some surprise link-ups during the day. That would be fun, wouldn't it? Link up with other places who are doing World Social Media Day.
And it's all part of life's rich tapestry. Talk to you later. Bye.